Money Planet SOS Podcast, Episode 39, Part 3 of Open Enrollment. 401k or IRA? I'm okay if you go either way. This is the podcast that encourages you to eliminate your debt, to keep you dedicated to living on less than you make, to get you fired up and learn how to help others to live a debt-free life. Welcome back. This is part three of the Open Enrollment series, the final episode where we'll be talking about retirement plans and investing in your company's retirement plan or outside of your company's retirement plan. That'll be interesting. I'll tell you a little bit about something I did while working for a big company that had a 401k plan. I did something different, but that's me, of course. I'm a contrarian. So welcome back to the show. It's Money Plan SOS, the podcast. We are here to help encourage you about eliminating your debt, just eliminating it from your life, getting it out of your life for good, not just managing it, but eliminating it from your life, keeping you dedicated to living on less than you make, and of course, helping to educate you so that you can help others to learn how to live a debt-free life. I've been helping some people to create their own presentations, and they're actually going to go out and do speaking engagements. And I'm really excited about that because I can't be everywhere, and I honestly cannot translate the message that some of these people have. They've got their own stories to tell, and that's really encouraging to see somebody take their experiences, what was, you know, they're falling down in their finances, and then showing others how they can, you know, take that bad situation and turn it around and learn from it to then, of course, create that debt-free lifestyle that they're living and show people the light at the end of the tunnel that you can live debt-free. And even if you're not debt-free, you're on your way. You're on the right path to becoming debt-free. So it's been a lot of fun the last couple of weeks. I've been working with some people on that. Now, if you're interested in doing something like that, if you're interested in creating a presentation, you just don't know where to start, or you don't have the confidence that you can stand up in front of a group and relay your message. It has to be your message. The difference here is it's not me giving you some kind of a lesson plan. I could do that, but you wouldn't be able to teach my lesson plans the way that I do. And I can help you to create your lesson plan. And if you're interested in doing something like that, you can always just send me an email. Reach out to me, steve@moneyplansos.com. Or, of course, you can call 636-373-4818. 636-373-4818. And I would love to find a way to help you to get your message out to other people, help them to learn what you know, make you the expert in your neighborhood, in your city, in your community, to teach you how to teach others how to live a debt-free lifestyle. All right, today we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, saving for retirement. I think we can all agree that saving money on the side for retirement is a great idea. And now we could just simply put money into a coffee can and stick it out in the ground of the backyard or save it in a simple bank account. But there's certain rules that allow us to open up accounts and get certain tax-advantaged savings by earmarking money for retirement. Now, there's a lot of different types of programs out there that you could use to save for retirement, but I'm only going to talk about the most common ones and the ones that most people can be easily familiarized with, even if they're doing a little bit of research on their own on the internet. But I'm going to break it down in a way that we'll be able to compare these different plans with each other, and you can then make the decision what's best for you. And you might even just be able to understand the difference between these plans and be better educated on what retirement plans look like for the general public. First, I'd like to start out with kind of a visual that I can give you in your mind of what saving for retirement can look like. And this comes in really handy when you're talking to kids about investing for the future, how an investment can grow into some really, really big numbers. In fact, I have a video. It's called Treetirement, T-R-E-E-T-I-R-E-M-E-N-T. If you go on the website and type that in, Treetirement, you'll be able to see this video. It's about a 3-minute video, a little slideshow, and I talk over it a little bit. I find it a very effective way of describing how an investment grows. You know, you plant this seed, that's the beginnings of your investment account. And then you continually water it, and that's the continual money that you feed into your retirement account. It grows, and then eventually these branches shoot out, and that's you investing in some other, you know, you're diversifying your portfolio. It's branching out. And eventually you'll start to see some fruit. It'll start to grow into this huge tree. At the point that it's this huge tree and you get this fruit on the branches, you can start to then live off of your retirement without ever having to cut into the wood of the tree. It just keeps producing more and more interest and dividends that you can live off of. But it has to be a fully developed tree. It has to grow up until your retirement. The video's a little bit better to understand. It's easy to follow along. And if you want to go check it out, just go to the show notes for this episode and you'll be able to find the link for that. It's moneyplansos.com/39. You'll also find some other show notes that you're going to need to follow along with as I describe this topic, which is going to be retirement savings. Now, I'm building a graphic, and it should be on the website in the show notes by the time you hear this. So if you want to see a graphic, or it's actually just a diagram or a picture that will hopefully show you the differences between these plans, and that's what you can follow along with if you have access to the internet and you're not driving your car. So if you don't have access to the internet, I just want you to draw a visual picture in your mind of a big square. That big square is the IRS regulations, and inside that big square, we're going to break it up into 4 equal parts. So you've got 2 boxes on the top, 2 boxes on the bottom, and all of these, of course, are encompassed under IRS regulations for certain retirement plans, the 4 that we're going to talk about. So if you see the graphic on the web, that's great. If not, just picture in your mind these 4 boxes, and in the upper left-hand box, we're going to label that 401k. That's the type of plan most people are familiar with, the company-sponsored 401k plan. Now, here's the 5 things that you need to know about a 401k plan. First of all, a 401k plan is the type of a plan that the company opens for you. They're sponsoring the plan for you. What they're doing is they're able to open up this retirement plan in your name. Now, there have been some laws that have come by, which are, I think, is a good thing, that they are able to automatically enroll you in the 401k plan. That doesn't mean they're taking money away from you. You have to opt in to say, I'm going to take a certain portion of my money and put it into this retirement plan. But at least they've opened up this shell of an account in your name. So the first thing to remember about a 401k plan is the company opens it for you. The second thing to know about the 401k plan is that there are a dozen different options that the company has hand-selected for you to be able to invest this money into. So within this 401k plan, there's a handful of different, for example, mutual funds. There might be 12 different mutual funds, some large cap, some small cap, some international, some energy. You know, it could be a number of different options that you can invest in. Now, I'm not going to get into diversifying your portfolio or talking about what those specific types of, you know, options are, but just know that inside that plan, that 401k plan, there's about a dozen different options that your company has hand-selected for you. And, of course, all of the employees who are in this 401k plan, they all have the same options that you have available to them to invest into, to put this money into. In the year 2012, since we're almost to the end of 2011 at the time of this recording, you have the ability to save up to $17,000 into this 401k plan. If you're over the age 50, you can actually contribute more, and you can just go to the IRS.gov and do a quick Google search, and it'll tell you exactly what to do. I didn't actually look that up before the show, sorry. But you could actually save in your retirement plan $17,000, up to $17,000, of your earned income into this plan. Here's the real benefit of a 401k plan. This money that you put away goes into the account pre-tax. In other words, let's say you save Let's say you make $120,000 a year and you save $12,000 into your retirement account. That's $1,000 a month. But you save $12,000 into your 401k plan. What that means is that $12,000 goes over into this account before it's taxed. So that full dollar makes it into your retirement account. And what you get to take home, the remainder is what you're taxed on. For example, and of course I'm going to use really big round numbers to make it easy. So let's just say you're making $120,000 a year and you don't put any money away into retirement. So what happens is that $120,000, let's say you're in the 20% tax bracket, you're going to pay $24,000 in income tax. So $24,000, remember that. However, if you decide to put $12,000 into this 401k plan, you reduce your taxable income to $108,000. And if you're in the 20% tax bracket, then your taxes would only be, instead of $24,000, it would be $21,600. So you ended up saving over in this account $12,000 and reduced your taxable income by $2,400. So it's almost like you got the benefit of $2,400 because you saved $12,000 over here. You were able to bring home $2,400 more because you earmarked this money in this 401k plan. That's what a pre-tax savings will do for you in a 401k. Now, as an added benefit, and it's not as common as it used to be, but there's still that fifth bullet point that I'm putting into this discussion. If you look at the description, or let me just summarize what we've talked about. There's five bullet points that we're going to talk about in each one of these boxes. The first box is on this 401k plan. The first one in the 401k plan, the first bullet is the company opens it for you. The second one is there's a dozen different options to choose from. The third one is there, you could save up to $17,000 in 2012. So you could take $17,000 of your income and save it in this 401k plan. The fourth one is that this is a pre-tax savings, so you're saving yourself on taxes. The fifth one doesn't apply to everyone, but you know, not as many companies as it used to be, but there's still companies out there that will offer you a match. What that means is, let's continue using the example of somebody making $120,000 a year. Let's say the company matches 3%, and all this guy wants to do is get the match. So what he would decide is of that $120,000 a year, 3% of his income is going to go into this retirement plan. That's $3,600 a year. And if the company matches up to 3% of his income that's put into that, they will put $3,600 into the account as well. So he puts, you know, let's say the guy's name is Joe. Joe elects to put 3% of his income into retirement in this 401k plan. There's a match of 3%. He puts in $3,600. His company puts in $3,600. Lo and behold, at the end of the year, there's $7,200 that went into this account, and he only paid half of that. That's a cool benefit. So if you've got a match, I recommend you take it. That match is a really cool thing. Now, let's say you don't work for a company that has a 401k option available to you, or a 403b if you're a government, or certain employees have options to invest in something called a 403b, which I will definitely not be getting into in this episode. But if you don't have a good option, if they don't have a retirement plan option for you, then you can do almost the exact same thing, and I'll bullet point these things out, in something called a traditional IRA, Individual Retirement Arrangement. If you're still envisioning these four boxes that I was talking about, put this one in the bottom left box. On the upper left, we had the 401k. On the bottom left, we have traditional IRA. Very similar, except the first thing is that you have to open this account, and the contributions that go into this account, you have to do yourself. That could be good old-fashioned writing a check and putting it in the mail that goes to the whatever company it is that you've set up this IRA with. It could be something that you use your bank bill pay for and you have the check sent to them. Or it could be something that you set up an automatic draft from your account automatically every month, every payday. There's a lot of really cool things you could do out there. So you could make it automatic, and that would be really great. It'd be almost as if it was a 401k. The real benefit with a traditional IRA over a 401k is you have thousands of options. You have so many different options to choose from, not just the handful that your company offers to you. You have thousands available to you. You could make some really good decisions and have some better types of investments in your retirement account called a traditional IRA that the 401k wouldn't have. However, though, you do have the limitation of only saving up to $5,000 into a traditional IRA to get that tax benefit in 2012. Now, that money does go in, just like a 401k, it goes in pre-tax. Now, you won't realize that tax advantage until you file your taxes, but you will be saving on taxes the same way as if it was in a 401k. But the fifth thing on the list, of course, is there would not be any type of a match. There would not be a type of a match. So if you're considering a 401k or a traditional IRA, the 401k has a lot of neat options and benefits to it that beat an IRA. But with the IRA, you get thousands of options that might be better options. But of course, you're limited to how much you can save into that account, and there's no match. Those things are spelled out in the show notes on the website, moneyplansos.com/39, and you can see that. Now, there's two other boxes I haven't even talked about yet. These are the ones I really, really like. These are really cool. In this description of these four boxes, in the upper right-hand box, is the Roth 401k. Well, that sounds a lot like the 401k. It is. It's a lot like the 401k, but it is a Roth 401k. What this is, and I'll give you the five bullet points, just like a 401k, the company opens it for you. Just like a 401k, you have a dozen different options. With the Roth 401k, though, you only can contribute up to $5,000 a year. However, there is a huge benefit with a Roth 401k, and that's the fourth bullet point. A lot of people don't see it this way, but I'm going to explain it to you, that a Roth 401k, you put the money in after tax. You put the money in after tax, which means the dollar that you put into this has been taxed. So it'd be like taking money out of your pocket, which has already been taxed, it's not as powerful, and putting it into this retirement account. I will talk more about why that's a good thing after we discuss all four of these different types of investment, these retirement investment options. But with a Roth 401k, the money goes in after tax. And the final thing, the final bullet point for a Roth 401k is that if your company offers a match, it doesn't go into a Roth 401k option. It goes into a 401k option, a pre-tax option. And this is going to get complicated. I'm going to discuss this more at the end. But when you open up a Roth 401k, it's almost as if you have two types of accounts in one, if you have a match. You put this money in yourself, this Roth 401k, you put it in there. Let's say it's 3%, like we're talking about. It goes in after tax. So the money wasn't as powerful when it went in. But the company, if they're going to put a match in for you, will put that money in to the 401k side. So it'd be kind of cool that you get both benefits, and I'll talk about the true benefits of a Roth option after we talk about this fourth box in the bottom right-hand box. Again, in visual, the visual terms, the left top left box is 401k, the top right box is the Roth 401k, the bottom left box is traditional IRA, the bottom right box is the Roth IRA. The Roth IRA, individual retirement arrangement, is very similar to a traditional IRA, which it's something that you open yourself. That's the first thing. You open this account yourself. So the company's not setting up for you because this is a individual retirement arrangement. But you have options out there, thousands of options that you can choose from. Not just the handful that a company would give you to. It's thousands of options. So you can go to a whole bunch of different fund families. You know, you can go to Vanguard. You can go to Merrill Lynch. You can go to Principal. American Funds is great. There's Fidelity. You got all these different options out there of what you can choose from. So that's really good. Of course, there is the restriction that you can only save up to $5,000 starting in 2012. So it's not like the $17,000 in a 401k, but $5,000 is what you can save into this Roth IRA. This is a after-tax contribution, which means the money that you're putting in there, it's not pre-tax, it's after-tax. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And of course, because this is something you're doing yourself, it's not within a company's plan, there is no match. Now, before I go into why I think in most cases, not everybody's case, but a lot of cases, an after-tax type, like a Roth-type retirement plan is a great idea, let me go through and summarize these four different boxes again. In the upper left-hand corner is a 401k. The company opens it for you. You have a handful of options to choose from. You can save up to $17,000 a year. It goes in pre-tax. And your company might offer a match, which is a really cool benefit. In the bottom left-hand box is similar to a 401k. It's a traditional IRA, except that you open it. You have thousands of options. You can only contribute up to $5,000 starting in 2012. The money does go in pre-tax, but there's not a possibility of a match. In the upper right-hand box is the Roth 401k. Again, if you want to look at these, this is in the show notes, moneyplansos.com/39. In the upper right-hand box, Roth 401k, it's the same as a 401k. The company opens it for you. You have a handful of options. You're restricted to $5,000 that you can put into this account. And this money's going in after tax. If your company offers a match, there is the match. It just goes into another portion of the account. It's still a good benefit. So, you know, if you get a match, go for it. It's great. Then in the bottom right hand is this one we just finished talking about, the Roth IRA. It's an account that you open yourself. You have thousands of options. You can save up to $5,000 into this account. The money that goes into this account is not pre-tax, it's after-tax dollars, and of course there is no match. So that's a rundown of these four different types of retirement accounts. Now I want to go into the discussion of pre-tax versus after-tax before I go into my story about why I opened up a certain account a few years ago. Of course, this whole discussion of saving for retirement is you want to have money put aside and you want it to grow into a whole pile of money so that you have money to live on when you retire. All this time you've been saving and you've been diversifying your portfolio, we won't get into that today, but you've been putting money away and it should be growing. I know in the last 10 years it hasn't been growing much, but it should be growing and it should be a pile of money by the time you retire. So let's just say, I love using the example of $100 a month saved for 40 years, which is $48,000 you put away, if it grows at 12% annually, turns into $1.176 million. $100 a month at 12% for 40 years, $1.176 million. That's really cool. And you only put in 48 of that yourself, 48,000. So the rest of it is growth. So when you have a 401k or a traditional IRA, and the contributions to those accounts go in pre-tax, you didn't pay taxes on that $48,000 that you put in. So when you take the money out, you then start to pay the taxes. So as you go along through retirement, you're taking money out and you pay taxes on that money. It might be at a lower tax bracket, who knows? But you're taking the money out, and of course you're being taxed on it. With a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, this money went into the account after tax. It's already been taxed. You put that money in there, it's been taxed. So guess what? $100 a month at 12% for 40 years, $1.176 million. When you take the money out, they can't tax it again. You cannot be taxed on that money again. It's already been taxed. That's a big difference when you think about it. Let me go back to that example that I shared with you earlier in the show on tree-tirement, where I talked about how your investment is a seed and the continual funding of your account is kind of like when you're watering and fertilizing the growth of your tree-tirement. with a 401k or a traditional IRA, you know, you did not pay taxes on that seed or the water or the funds that you've been adding to the account. So you will end up paying taxes on the tree. What's really cool is that with a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, you paid taxes on the seed. So when the tree grows up, you don't pay taxes on the tree. So what would you rather pay taxes on? That's a big part of the decision when you're thinking about doing something for retirement. Do you want to pay taxes on the whole tree? Or do you want to pay taxes on the seed? Obviously, taxes on the seed is going to be a lot less than taxes on the tree. You just have to weigh that out with a couple of the discussions of you know, think to yourself, am I going to be in a higher tax bracket when I get older? Will my investments grow enough to where I need to worry about taxes? You know, there's that whole discussion there. But those are the big differences between 401k plans, which are the company-owned or the company-run ones, and IRAs, and the differences between the pre-tax investments and the Roth-type after-tax investments. Those are the major differences. Those are the big ones when you got to think about saving for retirement. The good news is you really can't go wrong with any one of these. They're all great options. Now, let me share with you what I did a few years ago when I was working for a big company and I didn't like the options in their retirement plan. I had actually invested in this, it was a Merrill Lynch account, and they had like 12 different options, and it was doing all right. It wasn't doing fantastic compared to other funds that I knew about. And there wasn't any match in there. There was no match. So really, all there was, the only advantage to investing in that 401k at the time, was the pre-tax savings. So I decided to open up a Roth IRA. Because I wasn't getting a match, because the only benefit was pre-tax, I figured it would be better for me to go ahead and open up another account, a different account, that I had thousands of options in, and start saving some money after tax, so that when I get older, when I get into retirement, I'll be able to pluck from the tree and not pay any taxes. And if I decide to, I can add other options to this Roth IRA. You know, other mutual funds, diversify even further. There's a lot of great reasons for me to open up the Roth IRA. It just made sense. But again, the great news is that saving for retirement saves you on taxes one way or the other. Saving for retirement is something that we should be doing. Whether we have a high income, a low income, it doesn't matter. We should be saving for retirement. In any one of these options, you just want to weigh out the benefits of each of them and what you believe your future is going to look like. You want your investments to grow over a long period of time so that when you get older, you can pick the fruit from your tree. The only question you want to ask yourself then is, do you want to pay taxes on the tree or do you want to pay taxes on the seed? It's time for another Holla from the Impala Top 5 list. Today's Top 5? 5 things a FICO score can do for you. Number 5. It can grade you on things like mortgages, car insurance, and possibly even job applications. Number 4. It can help get you a better interest rate on a car loan if your score is good, and a higher interest rate loan if your score is bad. Number 3, it can cause the interest on your credit cards to go up if you hit a little bump in your payment history. Number 2, it can be the topic of conversation at the family's Christmas party. And the number 1 thing a FICO score can do for you, it can help you borrow more money and keep you in debt for the rest of your life. Think about it.
baby. Dirty bit. Dirty bit.
Well, we've broken the 30-minute mark, so it's about that time that I bring this episode to a close. But I wanted to leave you with a tip that might help set you up for success in 2012. See, a lot of people don't think about saving for Christmas until it's too late. But there's a good old-fashioned savings program that still exists today that I'm going to recommend you take advantage of. It's called the Christmas Club. Think about it. Next year, if you put $50 away every single month, you're going to have $600 saved by the time you reach December 2012. I know by taking $50 out of your budget every month, it's going to slow down either your get-out-of-debt goals or your savings goals, but you're going to spend that money anyway, so why not just realize it now and be prepared? It's good money management, and it'll help keep you from falling next year. One more message I'd like to send to you. The holidays are an especially hard time for so many people. Not because it's financial and everybody's got to go shopping and it's a stressful, busy time, but it's because it's a time we focus on what's most important. And we start to realize that things aren't as A-plus as we wanted them to be. And that depresses a lot of people. It makes the problem seem so much bigger. That we've fallen so short of our goals, our hopes, and our dreams. But the great news is that you've got a do-over. And that God has a plan for all of us. And He can redirect us at any point if we just turn to Him. So I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your family. And remember, it's not the gifts. It's the giving.